Regina, an event that's only happened twice before in the history of the RCMP, kicked off the annual Memorial Weekend at Depot on Friday afternoon. The Training Academy welcomed a new guidon on September 8, with a ceremony that included Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan Russell Morasty and formal parade marches. The guidon is an important symbol, detailing core operational honors that detail the campaigns RCMP members fought and died in around the world. "We're the only police force in the Commonwealth that has colors presented by the Sovereign," said Michael McGinley, Sergeant Major at Depot Division. "These things are important, they're the things that bind us together as a regiment." The new guidon includes the change of Europe 1939 to 1945, to Second World War 1939 to 1945, the return of the Provost Corps badge, and the addition of Afghanistan 2003 to 2014. Corps Sergeant Major Alan McCambridge was part of the civilian police in Afghanistan in 2006 to 2007, with this ceremony bringing an extra component of personal meaning. He called the presentation a very historical event. McCambridge also described what happens to the now retired second guidon, which will be reside in the rafters of the chapel at Depot. "The guidon is meant to be part of the regiment from the day it is consecrated until the day it is laid up," he explained. "When it's laid up, it's still in the possession of the regiment, and it's there until it falls and disintegrates. When it falls to the ground, it's taken and incinerated in honor of the sacrifices of those before that served under that guidon," McCambridge said. The guidon is only paraded on certain occasions, such as the annual Memorial Weekend. Otherwise, its home is securely in Ottawa. Sylvie Barassa-Mouse, commanding officer of Depot Division, mused on how important the weekend is in general, being a time for members to reconnect, especially after the COVID pandemic kept people apart. "There's a certain energy that has been brought back here," she said. "It's really the first time that we've had so many members from across the country here." One of those retired members with fond memories of Depot is Bill Perry. The 91-year-old was part of the second guidon presentation back in 1973, smiling as he recounted his activities 50 years ago. "I love this place. I was here for 22 years and enjoyed every minute of it," said Perry, who was also instrumental in establishing the sunset ceremony at Depot. "Everything we did here was memory building." When asked about how he felt about attending the presentation of the third guidon, his one-word answer spoke volumes. "Proud," he said with a smile. This year's memorial service on September 10 included the addition of three fallen members to the honor roll and cenotaph, CST. Shailen Yong, CST. Vernon Mile Genail and CST. Harvinder Singh Dhami. In total, 249 names are on the memorial wall. "It's really the home of the RCMP. When they come back here, it's significant for them," Barassa-Mouse said of the annual reunion, adding that she hopes the ceremony honoring fallen members bring some comfort and emotional resolve for their families. R. Kudrowski at sasktoday.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_Escatoday. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep local news a touch away by bookmarking sasktoday.ca's homepage at this link. Click to bookmark our Crime, Cops and Court section. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites.